cheira talco, como um bumbum de bebê. De bebê, minha aura clara, só quem é clarividente pode ver. Pode ver. Trago a minha banda, só quem sabe onde é Luanda, saberá lhe dar valor. Dá valor. Vale quanto pesa, pra quem preza o louco bumbum do tambor. O inferno pra outro lugar, fogo eterno pra consumir, o inferno fora daqui. Sei que muitos têm na testa o Deus só com um sinal. Um sinal. Eu, como devoto, trago um cesto de alegrias de quintal. De quintal. Há também um cântaro. Quem manda é Deus a música, pedindo pra deixar. Pra deixar. Derramar o bálsamo, fazer o canto, cantar o cantar. Inferno pra outro lugar, fogo eterno pra consumir, o inferno fora daqui.
Hello, everyone. Hold on. We're holding. Okay, hello, everyone. I'm Cosmo Calloway.
And I'm Anna.
And this is
Bad Vice. And you're
listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Guys, we have a really exciting show for you today. We have, count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different guests in the studio. We have Sonia, Stella, Caroline, Gigi, and Naomi, our new trainee. Guys, we're really happy to have you here. Also, your mics are all on if you want to talk or say hello at any point.
Say hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, guys. Hi, Caroline. Hi, Gigi. Well, today is a very exciting day. It is all about long distance.
Yes.
Which Yikes. I feel like is scary and also fitting, knowing that our third co-host is all the way at West Point Academy right now.
So it's almost like we're in a long-distance relationship right now.
Exactly.
Miss
exactly.
You, Nick.
Yeah, he's in our hearts forever. Yeah. That sounds like he died.
He's probably still alive.
Yeah, we hope. I mean, he's at West Point, so who knows?
He is at West Point.
Wait,
yeah.
Why is he at West Point?
So what's your security clearance, Caroline?
really high.
Right,
high
okay. I think he's doing some IGL, you know, like the global leadership stuff at Tufts. I think he got asked to go do something there. So he's kind of meeting officers and young cadets.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the word for it, but that sounds right.
I can't believe he's all the way in West Point, like, doing some really important stuff instead of, like, our show.
Yeah.
How dare he?
Yeah.
Like, if you're listening, just know that. Anyway, let's move on.
I like to think that he's providing protection now for our radio station. He's serving the country so that we can speak freely.
We can continue to give bad advice.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, Nick, for your service.
How are we doing? What's going on? How are you, Anna?
I'm good. I've had a great day.
Tell me about your day.
I went on a... I went to get coffee with a friend, and I had a Mexican meeting. By the way, I'm Mexican. But, yeah, we were talking about Day of the Dead. It was really exciting. And then... later tonight, I'm going to stay up for 24 hours working on the 24-hour musical, which everyone listening to this...
That's so cool.
Yeah, everyone listening to this should watch it. I don't know what the show is yet, but...
Wait, I'm entirely unfamiliar with that. What is the 24-hour musical?
So if anyone is unfamiliar with our very good and cool and chill club called Torn Ticket 2, they put on a musical every fall that is done entirely in 24 hours. So only the director, the stage manager, and the production manager, and some other people that I am unsure about, they are the only people that know what the show is. And so all the designers and all the cast find out what the show is at 6 p.m. the day before the show, and they spend the next 24 hours rehearsing for that show. And it's usually very fun and very chaotic, but in a good way. I will not be acting in it because I can't sing, unfortunately, but I will be costume designing, and I'm really excited. So, plug for Torn Ticket. Love the theater community at Tufts. Hashtag theater kid.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, once a theater kid, always a theater kid.
Yeah, it never ends.
What else have you done? You did, was it Eight Women?
I did Eight Women. I was one of the women. One of the eight.
One of the women.
I was actually the seventh, so.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It was really fun, and I did a really underground play called Almost Maine for the O Show. So, yeah.
Do you have any other theater people in here?
Oh, that's so
awkward. I did some as a young child, and then I moved to Colorado, and they're not really known for theater where I lived. So,
when you say as a young child, how?
Okay, maybe not a young child, like
an old child.
Small, like young through seventh grade.
Okay. Do you remember any of what you did?
Oh, yeah. It was so fun. It was like we had a professional children's theater in my town, or like a big theater, but they had a children's theater. And I was a lioness in The Lion King, Tessie in Annie. Oh my goodness. And then, a lot of musicals, and it was a blast. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we have a micro celebrity in the room. I was not aware of that.
Yeah. Wow.
I feel like at some point I'm going to get wrapped into one theater thing by the time I graduate. It's going to be the same as high school.
Oh,
for
and
me.
It's going to be me that's going to
probably
wrangle you into it.
I will say the most, like, the highlight of my high school experience was doing Legally Blonde and being the UPS delivery guy.
Wait, that's so fun.
It was so fun. Also, I remember our costume designer at the time. I don't know the last time you all saw Legally Blonde, but like the UPS delivery guy wears short shorts. And I remember every time after we finished the play, the costume designer would be like, "So how'd you feel about like their shorts?" I was like, "Yeah, no, I think they're fine." And she goes, "Really? Because I think we could go shorter." I was like, "Oh, okay." So I think progressively throughout the show, it just got shorter and shorter. Weirdly empowering, though.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, theater will do that, especially as a UPS guy in Legally Blonde.
It was fun. It was great.
Yeah.
I have some other exciting news that I didn't share with anyone in this room, which is I now run the PSAs for WMFO, which is awesome.
Yes!
And it means that they can literally be whatever we want them to be. So I've learned the rules for PSAs are very loose. Mm-hmm. As long as they are mildly educational, they can be considered a PSA. And they can also then, you know, if like an organization reaches out to us, like I think there was like a breast cancer foundation that reached out, you can work with them. But otherwise, you can just make them totally educational. So I have one, actually, that I just wrote about a day ago.
So can we? How many PSAs can we do on the show? I'm excited.
The PSA count for the show, we hit like 100.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Of course, Mr. PSA is going to do all the PSAs available.
I don't know if you guys have all looked through the PSA book, but like there's just ones in there that you're like, why is this here? Like the latter one, or there's a lot of ones about absentee fathers, which yeah. I think is a little funny. Maybe I shouldn't laugh at that, but like there's some of them are just worded very funny.
Yeah.
So I made one that I'm not going to reveal to you guys until it comes time, and then whoever is going to read it is just going to cold read it.
Okay.
And I'd prefer if you read it in, I would say, in a tone of horror. Like I want, like it's scary.
Okay. I'm excited for one of our trainees to do that.
Yeah. Anyways.
Also, if any of our beautiful listeners are unfamiliar, this is an educational show.
It is.
I mean, WMFO as a whole. So our PSAs are very important
yes.
to our culture. And
yes.
so I'm so excited that our very own Cosmo Calloway is Mr. PSA.
Yeah. That'll be exciting with the months to come. Also, on that note, this is obviously, per FCC guidelines, we are only using clean scientific language during this entire show.
Correct.
And nothing will be explicit about it. With that being said, I think our show is catered to maybe not children. And so some of the stories we might share might not be suited for young ones.
Especially today.
So if you're listening in the car, maybe this is your caution to maybe pick a different radio station for today.
Yes. Although we would love to have you listening.
Yes.
But
yes.
At your own risk.
With that being said, should we get into some stories?
Yes. Oh, I'm so excited, guys. I'm so excited that we got so many submissions. Unfortunately, there is one that we just can't read. It's just, there's no way to get around that. But if you submitted that story and you don't get it read, I'm sorry. The FCC would not like that. But we're going to start with, I actually know the person that submitted this. So thank you, Queen. But so the story says, moved to a new place, started seeing a guy I only meant to hook up with. He doesn't even hook up with me because he is a religious Republican. But I've gotten to know him these past few weeks, and I really like him. Should I keep seeing him despite me being, like, insane involved with the DSA and him being an insane Republican? Or should I be a bad person and get him to actually hook up with me and then dump him?
Hmm. Okay, also for context, DSA is Democratic Socialists of America, I think,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
I think that's a beautiful Romeo and Juliet story waiting to happen.
Right. It's like, you know that movie with, like, Sophia Carson where it's, like, Purple Hearts, and it's literally Purple Hearts because it's, like, Republicans and Democrats unite?
Ooh, thank you. Appreciate it.
So, yeah, I think this could be a real-life Purple Heart situation. And if it doesn't work out, you can always, like, dump, you know? There's no shame in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you like him, go for it. Unfortunately, hard to change the beliefs.
What do you guys think? If you're in that situation, are you, like, are you continuing to see this person? Are you giving up on them entirely? At what point, like, is there an ideological divide that you just can't justify anymore? I don't know.
I've thought about this, like, a lot because I have family who differ in, who definitely differ in, you know, political standing. And it's like, I know you're a good person. I truly do, and I love you. But, like, it's really, really hard to find that, like, middle ground. But I think if you're enjoying your time with them and they're treating you well, like, that's great. I think that's fine.
Mm. Facts.
Yeah, I do think there's something to be said about, like, compartmentalization. Like, just don't talk about it if you're gonna fight, or try not to, if it's casual. But if you get more serious with that person, then yeah, you need to have conversations.
Yeah, that's real. Is, what was the last line of it?
Should I be a bad person, get him to actually hook up with me, and then dump him?
No.
Oh, wait. Okay, wait, if it's like a religious, like, no hookup thing, then yeah.
Yeah, don't do that. That's messed up.
But if your issue is the political divide that plagues our nation, I would say look past it. Be one.
Yeah.
Be a purple heart,
Be the change you want to see in the world.
Literally.
The depolarization of our country starts with you, listener.
Literally. Exactly.
One hookup at a time, I think.
Yes. That's amazing. I'm so glad you submitted that. I think we solved political issues in this
maybe
country,
that's
actually.
It. We're back. We're repaired.
Yeah.
That's funny. I don't know. I'm trying to think if I've had a situation like that.
I have. I'm from Florida.
Oh, yeah. I feel like you get a decent amount.
Yeah. A good chunk of it was fully Purple Hearts, you know.
Mm.
But, I mean, this was... I can't reveal my specific leaning, but I think at some point it got to the point where it was like, okay, that's racist. You know, like...
It was, yeah.
Yeah. So I think there's a certain point where, like, you can't really agree with someone like that anymore, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I think when your beliefs kind of start... Or when your, like, political beliefs start bleeding into your just ideological, like, human beliefs...
Then that's the issue, yes.
Yeah, especially if someone's belief is, like, the antithesis of your existence.
Right.
That's
then,
probably not...
Then that's the issue.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm actually so happy for this person, and I hope that continues to go well.
And continue your work. Like, you're doing God's work, actually.
This is true.
Anyway, does anyone else want to read a story?
Caroline?
We have
Sure.
Just make sure if they have a little bad word to just, like, edit it out in your brain and while you say it. Because, like, obviously we can't curse on this.
Okay. So should I read the one, like, right? Yeah, okay. I'm going to read this one. Oh, wow. Okay. Sorry, I'm trying to figure out how Google Sheets or Google Forms work. Okay. I worked at a summer camp, and we employed a bunch of Australians. I ended up dating one throughout the summer, and he was... And he was positive we could make it work. We dated for about 9 months. He convinced me to book a flight to come visit him in Australia. I booked a $1,200 flight and was supposed to be there for a month, all of which we discussed prior to me coming. It also overlapped with Valentine's Day. He dumped me 2 weeks in. LOL. No, that's so rude.
Oh my god. My god.
Dude, I've said it once and I will say it again. Long distance does not work.
Does not work.
And I'm sorry, that's a hot take. I feel like some people are very
long distance.
Yeah, very positive and optimistic that they can do it. I was one of those people. It just does not. I feel like no matter how you slice it, it just is not fun.
Yeah.
For most people.
I was hesitant to do this topic because I was also one of those people. And now I'm not one of those people. So, you know. I feel like the Australia, United States, like, not only, like, physical divide, but, like, the time divide is just incredibly hard. Like, what are they, like, 12 hours ahead, 16 hours ahead? It's, like, they're in the new year while we're still in, like, December 30th.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's actually, that's a lie, because that's actually impossible. But, but still, like, it's a very... It's a very big time distance as well. And so, like, how do you coordinate that? Honestly, props to you for dating this person for 9 months.
Yeah, I think
you're
there's
one
a,
of... You're the strongest soldier on Earth.
Actually. 100%. There's definitely a level of, like, being naive, I think, when it comes to long-distance relationships, where it's like, by the way, I feel bad saying this, if anyone has any great long-term
relationships, to hear those.
That's great.
Yeah.
Power to you. But I think the naiveness that comes into play is that, like, you believe that your connection with this person is so strong that despite the thousands of miles or however far apart y'all are, you'll be fine. And I think that's a sweet idea, but like the reality of having to, like, for example, if that person lives in Australia, you're only receiving like midnight texts from them.
Right.
Or like 6 a.m. text from them or whatever it is. And it just, I don't know. That's not, it's not sustainable long term.
Yeah. And also, like, when does it end? When does it end?
Yeah.
You know?
I think it's especially an issue if you go long distance already having underlying issues in the relationship.
Right.
Because that distance will exacerbate that.
Right.
Is this bad vice or good vice? What do we do? Like, I feel like...
I think it's a mix of both. Because, you know what? I do believe that there are some long distance relationships that really do work. And that have worked historically. Like, my parents were in a long distance relationship for a year. Mm. And now they're married, you know? And they have 3 kids. But...
how do they do it?
Well, one of them had to move, and it was my mom. Mm. She fumbled for a man. But my mom, like, she was doing law school in New York, and my grandparents are Cuban, so she, like, grew up speaking Cuban, but she was, like, a Nosawo kid. Like, I don't know if you all are familiar with that, but that means, like, you basically don't speak Spanish. Like, and so she was like, I'm going to go to Mexico to do a year of law school, which is a crazy thing, and then I'm going to teach myself Spanish, like, correctly, like, you know? And then she met my dad, and she literally stayed an extra year, but she had to go back to New York to, like, graduate. So they did a year long distance. And then my mom was like, I actually will move to Mexico. And she did. And she lived there for 17 years. And it was a beautiful time. Beautiful time for all of us. So.
And phones didn't exist then.
Phones,
cell phones didn't exist.
So, fun fact, phones were invented, like, a really long time ago.
That's true, that's true.
But they didn't have, like, FaceTime or Skype. It was, like, phone calls and letters. Mm. So, that was, like, but also, like, this was a time where the situationships of the world weren't ruining, you know, romance, you know?
Yeah. So. Imagine not being able to scroll on your phone in bed. Man. Right?
That's a dooms. Yeah. The miles I've scrolled on my phone, like, with my thumb. Like, it's just...
Oh, my gosh. It's crazy.
Anyway. There were simpler times.
Well, that's crazy. Unrelated note. If any of you ever see Anna's parents, tell me that she does not look like, an exact combination of both of them. Because I saw a photo recently of her parents, and it blew my mind. I was like, yeah. You two are like...
Yeah. I don't know. I don't get that a lot, actually. I get a lot that I look like my mom, but it's because we both have curly hair. Mm. And so, like, people see curly hair, and they're like, twins!
Yeah.
No. That's just not how it works. But yeah.
Yeah.
It's almost like they, like, they're my parents, and I look like them.
Yeah, almost. Like, you share genetic. Like,
yeah. Things. Yeah. It's almost like how DNA works.
Yeah. Wait, Caroline, you said you look...
Oh. Oh. My friend, this is really funny. My friend Ava, shout out Ava Van Gelder.
Oh my god, my sister.
Bomb.com. She's my bestie and housemate. People are like, oh my gosh, you guys are twins. You guys look the exact same. I can't tell you apart. And in reality, we don't. I mean, she's beautiful, and I feel very lucky to be, like, that people say we look like each other, but we don't look that similar to each other at all. It's just that we're both tall and we have brown hair, and that's it.
And to be fair, yeah. When I first saw you, I was like, is that
Ava's
twin?
Oh no.
See, so, some people see it and some people don't. Okay, but valid.
That's so funny.
But we call each other twins.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's fun. But we don't...
That's kind of fun. Having a doppelganger on campus.
And your housemate at that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah, the sisters live together, you know.
Shout out Ava.
Shout out Ava. She's the best.
Yeah. That's so funny. I met last year the only other person I've met in my entire life whose name is Cosmo. And I think I made it incredibly awkward for him. But I'm fine with that. We were in class. And we were, like, taking roll calls, like, I think maybe the first day of this international relations class. And, you know, my professor at the time, Professor Greenhill, she's like...
Queen!
Love her. She's great. She, you know, she calls out Cosmo, and I'm like, I raise my hand. And she pauses for a second, and I'm like, why is she pausing? And I look behind me, and there's another person with their hand up. And, like, straight up Mexican standoff. Like, I'm eyeballing this dude, like, hard. And so, like, class ends... and I like run up to him and I'm like, is that your real name? Like, be honest with me right now. Because I've heard there's another Cosmo on campus, but it's a nickname, and I have separate bone to pick with that person. But yeah, he's like, yes, that is my given name that I was born with. And I was like, are you sure? And he was like, yes, I'm, yes. What do you mean? And I'm like, all right, well, I'm sorry, but we need to take a photo right now. So then I, like, forced him to take a selfie with me, and I, like, sent it to my entire family group chat. And anyways, that's the only Cosmo I've ever met before. Besides dogs. So.
I think you ruined his life.
Probably. I probably made him a little uncomfortable, but like, I don't really care.
You never showed up to that. You never showed up to Intro to IR ever again.
Yeah. And there was only one Cosmo from then on.
And then he somehow disappeared after that?
Yeah. I don't know what happened to him.
Yeah. Interesting.
He transferred.
Yeah. TUPD is still investigating. I don't know. We'll see what comes from that. Have you met a doppelganger? Have either of you met a doppelganger before? No? Okay. Well, anyways. so I don't know where that was going.
Anyway.
Are there any more stories?
There are. Does anyone else want to read them? Okay, because the next one is like an essay.
This one's an essay?
Cosmo, do you want to read it? Oh my god.
I'll read one. Are we transferring headphones?
We're just transferring computers.
Okay. No, I think Caroline's trying to swap. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Okay.
Guys, strap in. Oh. Also, there's bad words. Don't say the bad words.
Is there bad words in this one?
Yeah. It's the S word.
Oh.
Do not say that.
Oh my god. Oh my god. This... I don't even know if I can read this. This is just... all love. Incredibly long.
Wow. So this is what we do with our submissions.
Okay. Should I do this? Am I doing this? Okay.
Everyone strap in. Get ready to listen.
Oh my god. Okay. This girl and I had a thing for each other throughout all of high school. It was a flirt that I had with nobody else, but she thought I played so much she never took me serious. We dated around, and eventually COVID hits, and by chance I end up in Zoom with her in like every class. So then we get back to campus. We're both single. So that's when I saw her talking to like one of my friends. To me, time was ticking, and I'm like, it's now or never. So I hit her up too. I talked to her in person, and we kick it off. Finally, after 4 years, everyone talked us up and other stuff. Okay, whoever wrote this, love you. Dude, you gotta get your grammar together. This is hard to read.
But thank you for your submission, actually.
After 4 years, everyone's talking us up, and knew that we'd end up together. 2 or 3 months later, I'm on the phone with her on FaceTime. Damn. And she shares her screen in our chat. She swipes out, and turns out I'm not the only one pinned, but there's another guy pinned too. I'm like, what's going on? And I ask her about it. And as soon as it happens, she closes it out and tries to pretend like nothing happened and that FaceTime bugged out and somehow crashed. That's not very smooth. That's not, no one's going to believe
she
that.
She tried.
So she took off the screen sharing. Dude, that, who's that going to work on? Like a geriatric person? Like, oh no, FaceTime bugged out. It made me text someone else. No. That's funny. So she took off the screen sharing and she deleted his chat. Oh, then turned it back and gaslit me. I was like, oh, hell nah. But I did have a feeling from my friend. So I'm like, oh no. After that, I stopped talking to her and ghosted for a bit. See, when you say that, do you mean she ghosted you or you ghosted her?
I ghosted for a bit.
I went ghost.
The worst.
Yeah. Yeah, why is that your default? Don't... I went ghost mode. So now my birthday comes around. Who is sending you 8 ball? So my birthday comes around and she texts me happy birthday and happy new year because they fall around the same time. Thanks for the context. And she said, I hope all was good. I was like, WTH and didn't reply. January is also when volleyball season is. Not sure why that's important. And she turned out to have helped coach us along with our new coach. Oh, okay. So there we are, ignoring each other. Holy, oh my god, I'm like not even halfway through this.
I hope everyone's listening intently, though.
Okay. So one game, my teammates got me upset and we're all mad far from campus, so I was going to walk home. Instead of taking the bus with the team, she came up with me and chatted. Nothing happened, but we ended up getting burgers and not getting home till late. I was up, period. That's funny. The weekend following, it was her best friend's birthday, which was also my close friend. She the one that gave me the alley-oop with this girl, so that was my dog. I go to her birthday celebration, and it's a party bus. My dog just turned 18. You're 18 in this story? What is... Okay.
What is going on?
You know, we have this bus for the party, and with the bus situation, like 25 people showed when it was supposed to be around 15. There wasn't seats to sit on, and I was last to get in. So, logically, I sat on top of her. That's smooth. I'm not, can't even lie.
Logically, yes.
That's borderline harassment, but
well, yes.
Yeah. So, then we're flirting, and that's when the beach stop happened. The beach stop. Okay. And everyone got out. We all went down to the water and sand, and we split into groups. But I separated from the group, and I sat down with this girl, and we talked. The ambiance was crazy. Beach stuff with friends felt like it was only me and her there. We talked about college, and I told her I was going across the country for college. She got sad, and we were bummed about how we didn't have more time to talk with each other. Then we held hands, and she put her head on my shoulder, like that movie stuff. That's so funny.
Facts.
All right, we're getting there. That's when we go back to the parking lot, and the birthday girl was not in good shape, so other people had to take her back to the car. It literally says, if you got this far, now it gets to the real part.
Oh, well, okay. Oh my God. Whoever submitted this.
We ended up hanging out a lot, and I would be at her house after every single hangout. I got close with her mom and dad, her brothers and sisters. By this point, I was almost about to leave, and I hadn't cracked it yet, so this was the goal. Okay, this is a weird way to say this. I think this person is trying to say, like, I was, like, kind of, like, buttering her up. But he said, I would oil her up. That's a weird way to say that. That is not what you mean.
The good advice is never say that here.
Yeah. So she... Whatever. So finally, I think this is the right time to make a move. And I'm with her family. Her dad says goodnight to me and is about to leave. Her brother leaves at the same time. And, she tells me that I should sneak in through her window. So she goes inside to close the door as I leave. And that's when I realized that this wasn't something new to her. So I go over to her window and, okay, this, why do you have to do this? Now I can't read much further than this, I don't think, but basically what happens is she says, unfortunately I can't hang out, and that you need to find someone new. Mind you, I was supposed to be gone for 6 weeks and be back after that month. I'm like, it's all right, and I give her a goodbye kiss. I'm on Tufts then, and she starts being weird. She starts texting me less once I'm at Tufts, and about third week in, her sister throws a party, and she ghosts me during that party. I'm like, okay, whatever, it's fine.
How do you ghost in person?
Yeah, that's tricky. 2 weeks after, she throws a bonfire. A bonfire? A bonfire. Sorry, yes. This story's getting to my head. So my friend calls me there, and he tells me it's over. As in, she's seeing someone else. I couldn't do anything but feel bad. At the same time, though, I was cooked. You were cooked. She also was mad. Can't say that. Anyways, oh well, life happens. Live and learn. I also came back home and connected with her two best friends. And now none of them talk anymore. So fill in the blanks there with that last sentence, but...
Wow.
Okay, number one, clearly still heavy on your mind if you're sending five paragraphs about it.
MLA formatted with yeah. sources and everything.
Yeah. I don't even know where to start. Don't do that, I guess.
Also, this woman is evil. I will always defend a woman, but that was evil behavior.
Yeah,
both that's actually evil.
It sounds like you were infatuated with this person, and it was not a two-way street. And I think that's a hard thing to learn,
yeah.
but the faster you learn that, the more you will save yourself from feeling
yeah.
cooked,
I feel,
as you wrote.
To our dear person who submitted this, first of all, thank you.
Yes.
Stand up. Stand up for yourself, because this was a horrible experience, actually.
Yeah,
anyway.
Someone just texted me saying that was the worst story I've ever heard.
Okay, this is not to discourage anyone from submitting anything, because we love it, but like...
No, yeah. If you're going to tell us a story next time, with all love and respect, this is bad advice. I can give some harsh advice on this. One, send a shorter story, please. Two, maybe like give it a cohesive... order. I want to hear it in chronological order from start to end and not kind of bounce around. What's that, Caroline?
What advice were they trying to...
Yeah, you also weren't looking for advice.
I think it was honestly just a rant. And you know what? I felt that.
Yeah.
I felt that sometimes I do want to rant.
Here's my advice. Yeah. Tell a trusted adult next time and not literally anyone else. Yeah, guys, now it's time for the PSA.
Yes, finally.
I need a refresher from that. Sorry, listener again.
We're getting the energy up.
Yeah.
Energy up.
Okay, who's reading this PSA? The secret of PSA. I need someone who can really sell it. I'm going to be honest.
We need an actor in here.
Caroline? Okay. Child actor?
Okay.
Child theater performer?
Child I mean. Actress.
Okay.
Okay.
Here's what you're going to do.
Okay.
I'm almost tempted to put some like Halloween music. Nah, it's fine. It's fine. All right.
Okay.
You can put a little.
I think I may have overplayed this, but it's fine. And if you can
like
talk
bad.
Straight into the mic, just because the mics are tricky.
I can. Wait. What?
Oh
did
yeah,
you say?
Yeah, like
you
that.
So
talk like that.
Crisp,
okay.
Yes.
Do I read the? Okay. Probiotics and gut health. Did you know that there are trillions of tiny creatures swimming in your stomach right now? Don't worry. They're called microbes, and they play a crucial role in digestion, immunity, and overall body health. One easy way to keep your gut microbes happy is with probiotics. Found in yogurt, probiotics are beneficial bacteria that help maintain balance in your digestive system. These microbes are what actually allow you to make yogurt from yogurt. You could hypothetically make infinite amounts of yogurt from a single container. Now that's a lot of yogurt. This has been a public service announcement from Tufts Educational Radio and WMFO Medford.
That was wonderful.
We love that so much.
Yay!
Wow. Cosmo, did you write that?
I may have written that. I love how...
Infinite yogurt.
Okay, I learned that, and I thought that was a crazy fact, that you can make yogurt from yogurt.
Yeah.
I also love how you read that in an anime protagonist voice. Like, you're like, whoa, that's a lot of yogurt.
I was having trouble even, like, reading low-key, because my vision has been bad, I apologize. I hope
I
read it correctly.
I think you
I think
did it justice.
It was actually the best it could have ever been read. I've never...
Did you know there's trillions of creatures?
Anyway, I think we're going to play a little song, take a little break, regroup.
Yeah, we'll play one song, and then I think maybe we might have one more story.
Yeah.
So
stick around. Stay tuned, guys.
Yes.
This next story is so crazy.
And on the queue, we have Ventura Highway by America. So I hope you enjoy.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road.
How long you gonna stay here, Joe? Some people say this town don't look good in snow. You don't care, I know. Ventura Highway. Dude.
Was Spirit of the Radio by Rush, and We're Bad Vice. We're back. Hey, everyone. I think we have one more fun story to share. Anna, do you want to do the honors? I'm also happy to do a redemption, if we want to do that.
Anyone else want to read? I'll do it, but like, I want to make sure our trainees will get some airtime, you know? Do you want to?
I'll do it.
Okay. All right, Stella, let's hear it.
I would not read this word and say something else, like protection.
The joys of editing on the live, yeah. Everyone.
Okay, yeah. Get ready for the last one. Okay, I went to visit my girlfriend at another school, and she fully knew I was coming. It was not one of those long-distance surprise things. And over the course of 1 weekend there, I found 10 different used protection devices around her apartment. Hope she's doing well. Haven't talked to her since.
Smiley face.
That wow. is brutal.
Oh, man.
Brutal.
Wait, okay, I have one, like, there's one clarification to that that I think is really important, and okay. that's, does she have roommates? Because it could not be her.
I like to think she was living in a single room.
Yeah,
that's true.
But that's a good point.
It said apartment.
It said apartment.
I fear it was only her and the, like, maybe some housemates.
The other question is, why haven't you thrown out your trash? That's
so
gross.
So gross.
Yeah, that's like asking. That's like really gross.
Yeah. It's like fermenting in there, like gross.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Yeah. Like.
No, that is thousands of generations worth.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Toss out your trash. That's the advice.
Yeah. Literally. That's our good advice,
that's,
actually.
That's the advice for your ex. Toss out your trash.
Yeah.
Advice for you. You did the right thing in that awesome. Situation.
Yeah.
You ran, and I think...
And you're getting away from, like, a dirty person.
Yes.
So.
And it seems like you gave them as little as you needed to. Mm-hmm. Like, you just kind of up and left. And I think that was well done.
She didn't deserve any more than that.
Yeah. We do have another story, but unfortunately to this person that submitted... It is a little bit, you know, raunchy, and I fear that we might not be able to read this on air. As much as we love you for submitting and we want you to continue to do that, it's just, like, not...
I got one more. I just got an alive...
Oh, my God, a
live
submission.
I got a
live
one from a friend that I will not disclose. Okay, tough listener here. Graduate now. Did go to Tufts at the time. So my college days are a little bit behind me, but when I was in college, I was dating a girl at the end of sophomore year, and just as things were getting serious, it was time to go home for summer break. And I'm not sure what to tell you, but that particular summer, my Riz was off of the charts. There were no fewer than 3 other girls also in my hometown for summer break who all wanted to be with me. And I don't mind telling you, I went there in each case without ever telling my long-distance girlfriend about it. Oh. Ooh. So I ask, a few years later, am I a bad person?
Yes. Yes. 100%. I know you're listening to me right now. What the freak? Like, what is wrong with you?
Here's the thing. Hot take. No. No, you're a bad person, objectively. That's horrible.
That's a horrible thing.
Was your hot take? Friend?
Adjacent. I wouldn't say I see this person often, but I know of this person.
Brutal.
And I'm not entirely sure why they're listening right now, but
we appreciate you. But
I appreciate
you
as a listener, regardless.
To do.
You know, listening to bad advice is the first step of the path to becoming a better person.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Also, like, I feel like this was our theme was long distance, but it turned into cheating, and I. Yeah. That just goes with the territory.
But honestly, I think that's the lesson here. I think if you can take this full circle, it's that I think long distance oftentimes results in that.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Unless you are honest parents. In which case. You have a wonderful relationship.
You have a wonderful relationship with three kids and you live in Mexico.
Wait, I have like a great long distance story.
Let's hear it.
Well, not story, but I was just catching up with a friend who over the summer got into a relationship and now they go to different schools. She goes to Tufts, he goes somewhere else. And she was saying that long distance is actually great because she still has the time in her day to like give to her friends and like her life and her activities, but she also has like time for this, like she makes time for this person and they like will visit each other or, you know, they talk on the phone. But she says like if they were together, she thinks like she all of her time would go to this person. And so it's kind of like a good balance in a way. But I know that you have to be very trusting.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work for everyone.
I understand that. Although I will say if you are going to be spending all of your time with that person when they are here, like that's what she's saying, that like it's better that that person is not here because if they were here they'd spend all their time with them. Mm-hmm. That speaks to a separate problem to me of like maybe, and I'm sure they're in a loving relationship, but like maybe you need to adjust some things if like your worry is that you would be glued to their hip the entire time, because that's not healthy too. Like that's right.
And I mean that's a great take. Like I feel like some relationships get a little bit codependent and long distance is a way to like kind of not fix that, but like go around that. But then I don't know, I feel like it only works for a certain amount of people, and then that certain amount is like a very small percentage of the whole mm-hmm. long mm-hmm. distance that's population
true.
So yeah.
That's true.
I actually recently heard you're gonna laugh, I saw it on Instagram Reels but it weirdly was like, oh, that makes a lot of sense. And it was just general relationship advice, which is if you are expecting your partner to be your therapist, your lover, your best friend, a parental figure, and all of these different things, all in the same person, you will always be disappointed.
Yeah.
And so you need to be okay with the fact that you can't get all of your fulfillment from this one person, nor should you try, because then you will end up constantly being disappointed in that person. And I thought that was really, really good advice.
Is this turning into gadvice?
This is gadvice, yeah.
This is gadvice now.
I don't know what it is. Yeah.
Oh my god, Cosmo, you kind of ate with that.
Maybe it's called badvice because we avoid it. Weird.
Sure.
That's the epiphany I'm having.
Sure.
Yeah, we'll work on that. But
speaking of badvice.
Speaking of badvice, yeah, we are coming up towards the end of the show, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately. So
we will also no longer be having these wonderful trainees with us,
but you should tune into their shows whenever they get them.
You absolutely should.
Does and now anybody know their show names? I don't know if this is on.
Oh, plug, it is on.
Yeah.
What's yours, Caroline?
Well, Stella and I are doing our show together.
And
yes.
Stella, do you want to say it?
It's PB and Jams.
Okay, I like it.
Cute.
PB and Jams.
Yes.
What about you, Gigi?
I don't actually really know. My friend and I are having a really long debate about this because I feel like it's so hard to come up with something that's like not, like that's arty but not super pretentious or like doesn't sound kind of unbased or like just, I don't know, in general. But I was talking to my friend the other day about how, like, I recently have been listening to so many songs with the word backseat in them. Mm. So something with that, like...
Oh, that's cute.
In the backseat.
Love that. I don't know.
Backseat by so Fred creative. Again is, like, my favorite song right now.
So. Yeah. That whole Glow album.
Oh, my God.
Really, really good.
Everybody's so creative.
All right.
Everybody is so creative.
Well, unless anyone else knows their show name and wants to shout it out, then I think that may be all. Once again... I'm Cosmo Calloway.
And I'm Anna.
And this is Bad Vice.
Bad Vice.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. We love you, listeners, all 30 of you. And
see
we will
you
hopefully
next week
see
at 3.
Exactly. Next week, 3 p.m.
Woo, bye.
Bye-bye.
Yay.
Recent studies have shown that diabetes can be prevented, and the results are even greater with my patients over age 60. Losing a small amount of weight by getting some physical activity, 30 minutes, 5 days a week, and eating healthier has proven to be effective. Listen to the great results from one of my patients.
I had to learn how to change my way of eating because diabetes ran in my family, and I wanted to take control of it before I got it.
Having diabetes in your family and being overweight puts you at a higher risk for type 2 diabetes. These risks increase with age, which is why it is important to take your first step today.
There was a time I could not go from my basement up to my bedroom, but now I can, and that means a lot to me.
It's not too late to prevent diabetes. Join my patients who are taking small steps and gaining big rewards.
For more information on how to prevent type 2 diabetes, call 1-800-438-5383. This is a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the National Diabetes Education Program.
Freeform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Dream.